All right, so we are recording now. And Jerry, why don't you start out by explaining a little bit about what exactly was held in Lexington last night?
Lexington hosted the Eastern, well, actually it was a Central Missouri Municipal League meeting last night where most all the small towns in the state, as well as the larger ones, get together three or four times a year, and we have various discussions about legislative matters. They have a great folks that sit down and work various legislative matters with legislators. If you will, they are our voice to the legislators in Jefferson City on a daily basis and on a variety of issues. So it's a very good organization. It supports the small towns extremely strong and looks after our interests. They're superb advocates in any area that you want to talk about in municipal government. And last night we had our local senator, Senator David Pierce, who talked with us about the value of us coming to Jefferson City, working with their people, working with the various elements at the state level, i.e., be it the safety, be it wastewater, be it water, be it police, whatever it may be that we're interested in, and a lot of it is always involved with various regulations or state rules or statutes. So all of that, he spoke to those kind of things and the values that presents itself to the state legislators when people come in and sit down and talk with them and they introduce those folks to other legislatures. So it was a good opportunity to hear from him on how we can improve our value to our cities by being involved. And then he talked about the regionalism and how we just can't survive as single small towns. We must join together and be part of a larger group called a region. In fact, he has held several conferences on that subject throughout his district, bringing folks together and bringing cities together and talking about how we need to collaborate in doing business. So last night there were about 55 people there from as far away as Slater, some others in areas that you wouldn't think would be there, but they were. And next year, the next meeting, which will be in January, will be hosted by Odessa. So we look forward to listening in that meeting as well, to learning more about legislative issues.
And now, to kind of piggyback off, Senator Pierce discussed regionalism. I believe, if I remember correctly, Lexington's been discussing that with some organizations too, right?
Yes. Yes, we have. In fact, Donna Brown from Higginsville and I talked a little bit about that last night, and we're trying to get more communities involved so we can put a package together and develop a strategic economic plan for Lafayette County. And that means we all have to share with one another our interests and our desires and then figure out a way about executing all those particular interests and desires. So, and obviously the county commissioners have been involved in this as well. So it was a good opportunity to hear the chairman of the education committee talk about how we needed to come together to be part of that. And I think that's been was one of the most valuable aspects of the meeting.
All right. Fantastic. And tell me, do you feel like last night's session was especially, either informational or instructive? Do you feel like everybody walked away with something?
Yes, I truly do. And, I wouldn't want to venture out on what other people felt or saw, but I know our city administrator, Mr. Mark Rounds, and I both came away well-educated, looking at the way we can do business differently. And we obviously have been talking now for some time about regionalism, and we're very anxious to get started in that particular area here in legendary Lexington.
Well, Jerry, do you have anything you'd like to add?
I really don't. I just thank you much for the opportunity to let your listeners know what's going on.